This is the Makeup Show podcast, where we take some time every week to talk all things about makeup, from kit to career, from artistry to inspiration, and everything in between. With decades of experience in all areas of the industry, award-winning makeup artists Danessa Myricks and James Vincent travel the world meeting and educating makeup lovers. In this podcast, Danessa and James share the wealth of their knowledge and career insights with you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I love the ho, ho, ho. I'm Danessa.
I'm James Vincent.
And this is the Makeup Show Podcast.
Welcome.
We know that so many of you are sitting in front of a fireplace right now.
Little sugar plums dancing in your
sucking
heads.
On a candy cane or just still in bed. So we're going to do something fast and furious with one of our favorite podcasts, Five to Follow.
Five to follow some of our favorites.
You guys have plenty of time to scroll, whether you're celebrating Christmas or just celebrating a day off.
Yeah. I would love a day off.
Come on.
I'm off on Christmas.
Exactly.
I'm off today.
Exactly.
We're obviously recording this
I know.
Earlier.
So we're not actually off, but, you know, we're never off for you guys.
No.
So we put together another list, one of our favorite lists. You know, we love so many artists from all over the world, and we want you guys to love them as much as we do. So we put together another list of five to follow for you guys to sit and marinate and scroll and discover some of these artists that really ring our bells. So if you're ready, let's get to it. All right, I'm going to start.
You started off,
I'm going to start all the way on the other side of the world in Russia with one. This artist literally defines just, I'm trying to find the right word for her because I feel like there's no right word. She just, it's just really genius how she's able to balance creativity with regular beauty makeup. It's almost like she's like is the perfect balance of wearable art.
Yeah,
the way she uses color and incorporates it with a flawless complexion and the signature style that she's created for herself. I mean, the work, when you see her work, you know it's hers, and you just sit and sigh for a moment, like, where was her mind when she put these colors together and this texture? And like, you scroll and hit on any one of her pictures and literally your eyes are like, you're in a trance.
Yeah.
For at least a few seconds. Not only is she super talented, she's such a beautiful spirit. She doesn't speak English, but you can connect with her so easily. She's so confident in what she does. Mm-hmm. And she's so open about sharing. And some of you probably already know who I'm talking about. Her name is Tomina, and her Instagram is Tomina Makeup. And I'll spell it for you guys who don't know. It's at Tomina Makeup. Thank me later.
I think one of the things that I love about what Olga does is she really can take beauty and have it make such impact. She works with the shape of the face. We were very lucky to spend some time with her in Moscow, and I was nervous because I'm on stage and she's sitting like in the front row, and she's just someone who I admire so much.
Oh, yeah.
And she really, I think, elevates what makeup really is.
So we're both madly in love with her.
Madly in love with the girl. I also have a few artists that I'm kind of obsessed with for a number of different reasons. But what I thought I would do in this episode of Five to Follow was really focus on some New York-based artists that I think are doing some really exciting things. And one of the artists who really inspires me right now is Francelle Daly. She is a New York-based makeup artist. She's the founder of Lovecraft Beauty.
Oh, my yes. God.
Which you turned me on to Lovecraft. I didn't even know she had started the line at first. She's the beauty director at Mission Magazine. She is represented by Art and Commerce. But you can follow her on Instagram at Francelle Daly, and you will see someone who understands what fashion is, what beauty is, who knows all of the rules, but manages to take take makeup and create these moments that are so stunning that you will like one of her images on Instagram or see something in a magazine and you've just got to flip back to it again. You've got to look at it again. She uses color and texture and she just has these references that come through in her makeup, but at the same time feel like nothing you've ever seen before. I'm a punk rock kid from way back, and when I see the way that she kind of takes that inspiration and makes it so modern, how she takes all of these fashion kind of ideas and ideals and makes them so individual and so her own, I find it to be one of those moments in makeup that really moves me. Like, I have to catch my breath when I see her work.
Yeah, her aesthetic is so specific and it's so strong. Like, you feel her power when you scroll through her page. It's really crazy. And she's so cool too. DM her and she will DM you back. Yeah. Like, she's just really just, she's just a cool chick, if I could just say
that. Yeah, she's like has that New York sensibility. I think like for those of us that kind of came up assisting in New York City, there's just like an ease about the way she approaches her artistry and an accessibility that I find so refreshing. So we love you, Francelle Daly. Follow her.
All right. Well, since you're in New York, I'm going to talk about a New York-based artist that I recently have fallen in love with. And when I need inspiration, when I'm looking for somebody to light a fire under me and show me how expansive the industry of makeup can be, I go to her page. She's based in New York now, but she was born in China and she was raised in the Netherlands. So an amazing blend. Now, I will say I've never met this person before, but, you know, I am always in my DMs and I definitely DM'd her to tell her how inspired I am by everything. And when I say everything, everything she does. Like, I've been doing makeup now for almost 20 years and I've never seen someone play with makeup the way she does. And the way that she describes herself on her Instagram page is exactly the words that I would use for her. You know, obviously makeup artist, but comma dreamer. And like that really stands out to me and it really stands out in her work. The way she dreams about color and how to design a face is like no one I've ever seen. And she also describes herself as a face painter. And when you scroll down, I guarantee you've never seen brushstrokes the way she's expressed them on a model's face. Like, everything that she does is so unique. The way she uses lines and color, how she layers texture, like the placement of her color is just so interesting and specific. Like, she's really in like a world of her own. So I hope I say her name correctly. It's okay. I apologize in advance. I think it's Chaya, don't let me say this wrong. Chaya Lee Su. And I will spell her Instagram for you. It's at Chiaolihsu. Literally, you're in front of the fireplace right now. You're going to be there for at least an hour scrolling down her page. Scroll, click on an image, close your eyes, imagine, move on. She's so incredibly inspiring.
She's one of those artists who I think inspires other artists because she does things that are completely unexpected. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are in this moment in makeup where everything feels so similar.
Yeah.
That artists are afraid to step outside of that box. I had a conversation with an Australian artist recently who I really love, Ben Niprowski. I'm going to say his name wrong too, but Ben Niprowski. And we were talking about the idea that, you know, people will always tell you that your makeup is too much. Mm-hmm. You only will make money doing beauty. But then you see someone like Roshar or yes. an Alex Box or Romero Jennings, a Kabuki, or a Chaya Lee Su, and it all makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have those people that push the creativity, those Timothy Hungs, those artists who we all love. And I find myself going back to her page again and again because her use of color and the way that she puts lines and shapes together is mind-blowing for me.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm not even ready.
So I'm going to take it in a different direction with my next artist, and it is another New York-based artist. She is a celebrity, an editorial makeup artist, an art and beauty director. She's represented by Next Artists, and she works with some of the most famous faces in the world. Her work on people like Alfre Woodard and Naomi Campbell and Lizzo leaves me like gagging all the time because she manages at a time where makeup can feel very heavy. Mm-hmm. She has a beautiful breath in her work. The artist is Renee Garnes. I know you know her work. She blows my mind with her elegant way of applying makeup, the way she elevates a simple eyeliner to a moment. And she also is very involved. She really has a conscience. She really uses her platform to talk about issues that are important to her. And like when you see what she does with an Angela Bassett or a Naomi Campbell, you're like, this is what beauty should be. And I think that there's also a breath in her work that I look for a lot now, because when I'm scrolling or when I'm looking at magazines and everything feels very heavy-handed, an artist like Renee really gives you that like beautifully controlled makeup, you know? And she really is making impact on the celebrity scene right now and in New York City, but she's making so much impact on me. I really love her. I hope you guys will follow and let her know how much you appreciate her.
She's such a veteran in the game. And what I love most about her is that she really approaches every face very specifically, and she really embodies the energy of the person that she's working on.
Exactly.
So, like, if it's Naomi, she knows what Naomi wants. She knows the Naomi vibe, and you feel it. Every face is very specific to the artist or the actor that she's working on. Like, she's a true makeup artist. Like, when you say working makeup artist, like, she's the definition of it. Like, she really understands how to navigate the industry in a very specific and unique and perfect way.
I think the last thing I want to say about that too is I think for so long, especially for artists that were working primarily with celebrities, they kind of became famous for a face, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Renee kind of bucks that trend because she manages to like live in the world of whatever publication, whatever celebrity, whatever person or personality she's working with and make it an unforgettable makeup moment. I am such a fan of what she is doing and who she is in the business right now.
Yay! We love you, Renee. All right, well, I guess we're back at me. Let's just take it international again. So I know, we just love to be everywhere but home. But we've talked about this person so often, and we're actually, you know, I'm so excited that we have the pleasure to go to her side of the world, to Israel, and actually present there for the first time. Her name is Ortal, and I'm certain that so many of our listeners already know who she is. You know, what I love most about her is that she's really made a name for herself in the world of bridal. And there are so many bridal artists out there who are wondering, like, how can they make that transition, create a very specific identity for themselves and transition into editorial, but still hold on to their bridal clients. And if that's you, I really want you to go to her page because she is a living, breathing expression of that. Her page is ORTALELIMELEH1. When you scroll, you see nothing but beautifully designed, polished skin, very expressive use of color, but like you mentioned earlier, in a very controlled way. Like, I love the way she uses her imagination to like bring in pops of color, but everything really stays true to her unique, like, base, her home base of bridal. So you still get beautiful skin, you get a delicious smoked eye, like you get gorgeous glowing cheeks. Her lips, the way she designs a lip is like, oh my God. Oh, it's my, like, God, please just show me that lip 100 times because it's so perfect. But then she can also like add that editorial edge that feels very wearable. It feels like, I think it connects to a broad audience. Well, sometimes editorial can be very removed, mm-hmm. And just so different, like people can't see themselves in it. She has a very unique way of like marrying those two worlds together in a style that's all her own. So scroll her page. Like, I'm excited that we get the opportunity to share the stage with her. I gotta really like be on my game that day because, like, wow, she's knocking my socks off, and I just want to make sure that I'm at her level when we get to Israel.
I think what I appreciate about her work is that she can work with color and really do these bold shapes and very dramatic looks, but she also brings, you know, something like a smoky eye or a nude lip to such a different level mm-hmm. of perfection. I think that when I look at the way she places color, the precision of her lines, the way she blends so beautifully in one image and then completely breaks the rules yeah. in the next one, yeah. it for me is really like the definition of what art can be.
Yeah, she's just so fun, and just her work is just so perfect. I'm like, so honored that we're going to spend time with her, and she is absolutely one of our faves.
So that is our five to follow. If you are celebrating this holiday today, we wish you the merriest, merriest of Christmases. And if you're not, we love you and we want to thank you for spending some time with us and listening to a few of our favorites that we hope you will find as inspiring as we do.
We love you. You have permission to scroll today.
Scroll. Do you know what? Don't let anybody at that table tell you to put your phone down because right. sometimes I'm scrolling just so my brain will relax for a moment.
Exactly. So have fun scrolling today. We love you. Continue to reach out. You know how to find us. The Makeup Show Podcast at gmail.com, at The Makeup Show Podcast on Instagram.
Rate, review, follow, share, let everybody know who we are and that we're here. And thank you guys for spending some time with us again today.
We love you. See you next week.
Ciao.